It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome to today's episode of Adventures in Business. I'm Lisa Fisher, and I am here with my co-host, Amy. Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, as we've discussed, every adventure is filled with stories, and so is every business. What story do you have for us today?
Well, I have an amazing story from a very good friend of mine that I have known since way back in my college days. There's a sub-story to this that I'm not actually going to tell you today, but if you want to hear the full story, you can contact me and I will tell you.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
We have with us today Allie Phillips, who is a multi-careered, multi-entrepreneur, has several businesses. And before we get her here on the mic, I am just going to give you a teaser to the little backstory. Allie has actually saved my life at one point when I was in college. And it's a very fascinating story full of terrible roommates and gang violence and weirdness. So if you want to hear that story, you better get a hold of me and I can tell you that story. But we're not talking about that today. Today we are talking about the many, many careers of Allie Phillips. How you doing, Allie?
I am great. Thank you for having me. This is going to be fun.
We are very excited to have you. Let's get started. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your many businesses.
So many businesses is a small statement. I actually have three businesses, which most days I wonder, why have I done this to myself? Other than they are all very passion-driven and very purpose-driven. So I started Manifested Harmony, which is my energy wellness business. I started that 10 years ago. I can't believe that I just celebrated the 10-year anniversary of it. And through it, I really like to teach people about natural wellness and about energy frequencies to stay well. And I know that sounds a little science fiction and woo-woo, but it's amazing how energy frequencies can help us stay well. And I focus a lot on pets and animals. But I have also been an attorney for 26 years. I'm a former prosecutor, and that kind of tags into the little teaser that Amy gave about how we know each other. No, she is not a criminal. She didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, thanks for that clarification.
Yes, she is not a felon at all. But I'm a former prosecutor, and I've actually spent my entire career as an attorney in the criminal justice field, and primarily in the last 18 years, I've been teaching internationally. I travel all over the world to conferences and teach criminal justice professionals about my specialty, which is animal abuse and how it links to family violence. And on top of that, I'm also the founder and CEO of Sheltering Animals and Families Together, which is a nonprofit that I created based on my legal expertise. I help domestic violence shelters create on-site pet housing. So in all of my businesses, I focus on innovative ways to really keep people and pets safe and healthy. So that's the short story.
Yeah, that's amazing. So can you just clarify why it is so important to have on-site pet housing in shelters?
Because of the unfortunate and undeniable link between animal abuse and family violence. And family violence includes child abuse, elder abuse, and domestic violence. And this has really been my legal specialty, because when animals are in a home where there is violence, a lot of times the victims and the survivors will return to an abusive home simply to make sure that their pets are safe, because the batterers really understand that if they target the pets, they can get compliance and silence from the human victims. So I created this program. I wrote the only set of written guidelines on the planet for the domestic violence shelters on how they can do this. Because if you can get the whole family out, then they can remain safe. Because we would never ask a domestic violence survivor to leave children behind. And we can't ask them to leave pets behind either.
Oh, that's so important. You said you travel all over the world. obviously not in the last year too much, right?
Right.
So give us a brief description of all the countries and everywhere you've been.
Oh my goodness. Probably my top two favorite countries are Switzerland and Scotland because they're perfect. So if you're going to travel, I would really recommend that you go to those two countries last because it'll, in my opinion, spoil every other country that you go to. But, you know, I've been invited to teach in Prague, in the Czech Republic, and in Scotland. I've been invited to teach in Australia and Canada and Sweden. Because my specialty in my legal work is so unique. I mean, I've really honed it down to such a niche specialty that not a lot of people and not a lot of former prosecutors with a prosecution mindset really work in this area. So it's really become a passion. I never intended for this to happen. I was just literally divinely guided into this because I love animals. I've loved animals ever since I could walk, and I would bring every animal into my home, much to the chagrin of my parents.
How did you come upon, you said you started off as in the legal field and as a prosecutor, and then you pivoted a little bit and started the oils and the crystals. So how did that come about? Do you have a story about that?
Oh my gosh, do I. So it all started in 2006. I was actually in St. George, Utah, which is the small, tiny little city in the middle of nowhere. It's beautiful. I was actually there teaching for the Utah Prosecutors Association on a very dry and boring constitutional law topic that I specialized in. And I meandered my way over to a spa and got a chakra massage. I didn't even know what the heck a chakra was. I'm like, chakra massage? What is that? I have to try that. And by the time I was done at the spa, this guy ended up telling me that I was a healer. And I remember joking with him and I said, I'm a lawyer. And he said, you're a healer. I'm like, I'm a lawyer. He's like, you're a healer. This is in 2006. And then he handed me a DVD of the new movie, The Secret, which is all about the law of attraction. And I listened to that on the airplane ride home and it freaked me out. And I went to all the prosecutors and because I worked for the National District Attorneys Association at the time. And I brought all the prosecutors into my office and I said, you all have to listen to this because we are going to die if we don't change our thoughts. And so I really learned about mindset. But then it drove me to look at other modalities. And this was in like late 2007. I went to this Natural Health Expo in Maryland. And I walked upon, it was a Reiki booth. And I'm like, Reiki? What the heck is that? And the lady said, you know, do you have any aches or pains? And I said, yeah, I've had a stabbing pain in the back of my left shoulder for a year. Nothing has worked. Nothing. Even the most severe intensive medication. Nothing has worked. And so she worked on it. And 5 minutes later, she leaned over me. She's literally laying her hands on me. And she leaned over me and she said, sweetie, where are you in your spiritual practice? And I'm like, oh, I've heard it all. I'm a former prosecutor. There's nothing you can say that shocked me. And she said, you literally have an attachment. And she said, it is in the shape of a hook. And every hair on my body stood up. And I said, that's how I've described it to people, like Captain Hook. It's not like a knife that went straight in. It was like a hook and I couldn't get it out. It freaked me out. 5 minutes later, the pain was gone. My lawyer brain didn't understand this at all. So what did I do? I signed up for a Reiki class and I'm sitting among 10 other people and everybody's seeing their dead grandmother and talking to spirits and I had nothing. But I kept going and my teacher was very patient with me and it just had my lawyer brain fascinated about how is this possible? And that's when I really started to understand vibrational energy, vibrational healing frequencies. And all these years later, that's what I teach people. Even the people whose lawyer brain is like, this is crazy. That's who I love to speak to. I love to talk to the non-believers and help them experience the crystals, the energy healing, the essential oils. And I love working with animals because I am an animal protection attorney, because for animals, they don't need a peer-reviewed double-blind study. It either works or it doesn't. And when people see it work with their animals, then it really starts to change their mind.
What pets do you have, Allie?
I have three cats who are all social media superstars.
They are.
I'm not. It's all about my cats, especially Stella. Stella is a cartoon cat and she is hilarious. And they actually are surrounding us right now. So I have Stella. I have Rudy, who hails from the island of St. Croix, where I still have a cat transport program from St. Croix up to a cat orphanage in Northern Virginia. And Rudy just never left my home. And then I have Dobby, who is my senior. He's my senior Harry Potter house elf.
Aw, and you rescued him, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, coming up on a 2-year anniversary this fall. And he was 12 years old, or 13, when he was at the shelter. And I just couldn't leave him there, so I brought him home.
Yeah, and you spend a lot of time in local shelters and things like that working with animals, right?
Yep, I do. I do. I work with the shelters because if an animal can relax and feel their best, they are more likely to be adopted. And so I go in with my crystals, my energy healing, and my essential oils. And that's how I was working with Dobby. I was working the essential oils with him, and it totally transformed him at the shelter. And I just felt the need to bring him home.
Aw. How do you not bring like every animal or every cat home that you work with? That would be hard for me.
It's really hard because back in the day, I actually did volunteer for animal control here in Ingham County. And I have fostered almost 200 cats and kittens. And wow. I just decided that I couldn't help if I kept them all. And so I really, it's hard. It's hard to give some of them up, and I make sure that they go to good homes.
I can attest as well to the oils and crystals working. My next door neighbor recently adopted an abandoned pit bull that had clearly had puppies. We're not sure what, you know, they're not sure what her background is, but we wanted to give her a nice home, and she was having extreme separation anxiety. And so I went over there with a diffuser and a couple different oils, and we put them out in front of the dog and let the dog choose one. And she did. She preferred one over the other. And then we put it in the diffuser. And about an hour later, my neighbor sent me a picture of the dog just like passed out, sleeping on the floor, like all relaxed. She's like, wow, this is really working. I'm like, it does. Right. So that was fun. That was cool.
And that's what I love about what I call these energy frequency tools. Is we may not fully understand them, and we don't have to. There's so much in this world that we don't understand. I mean, how many of us can really describe the law of gravity? We can't. We just know it works. It keeps us attached to the earth. That's a lot with these vibrational frequencies. They do amazing things. Just get out of your brain and give them a try. And so I love the results with animals because it either works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, we go to the next thing. There's all these different options. So thank you for sharing to help that dog. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, they're still having their struggles, but she's doing a lot better. And it's nice to see her kind of coming out of her shell and not being so scared. But she clearly didn't have a good life before that.
So Allie, when you talk about your success with the animals, what kind of success have you had with other people?
I really like to work with high-functioning professional women, because I am one, and I have been one. And I like to work with them because they're so driven, they're so goal-oriented, but they often have physical problems. You know, they have adrenal fatigue. They have endocrine problems because they're so stressed out. They're so passionate about their work that their work is literally killing them. And I like to help them dive into natural methods that will help them. You know, just a couple of essential oils throughout the day can de-stress them, because when you're really stressed, you don't make good decisions. And if you are a high-level professional, you have to make good decisions. So something as simple as smelling a calming oil throughout the day can help you actually work better. And I help them sleep better and to have better energy without caffeinating themselves throughout the day. Basically, I'm helping them to do all the things that I did not know what to do. when I was getting very sick in my work. So that's really how I like to help people. And the transformation stories are amazing. And, you know, even with emotional balance, I love it when I get a message that says, I had no idea that smelling this oil or holding this crystal would stop the emotional roller coaster. And I feel like I'm a better person. I'm a better wife. I'm a better mother. I'm a better business owner. It's you can't put a research study on that. It just is amazing how it really helps. And sometimes it's hard to explain. So I just shove oils and crystals into people's hands and say, just try this. You have nothing to lose. It's not going to hurt you. Just give it a try. And when they come back with an amazing story, I know this is fantastic. I love this.
So I've got a funny story. I might be revealing one of your secrets, Allie, here. But there's an oil blend called Common Sense. And Allie was telling me that, you know, she makes a lot of gifts and presents for people that have oils and things in them. I've been a recipient of many of these over our friendship. Actually, she just gave me a really awesome gift today. I'm excited about that. Aroma Essence, which is apparently you can't get it just on the street. So Allie makes like bathroom sprays and pillow sprays and things like that with really good. But she often puts a few drops of this Common Sense in these sprays because she feels, right, that everybody can use a dose of Common Sense. Whether they know it's in that little spray or not, they're spraying it around their room, just spreading Common Sense everywhere. And she told me that story and I got the Common Sense and I diffuse it in my house. I have teenagers. And it helps. I put that diffuser right in the kitchen. They're like, wow, mom, that smells good. What is it? And I'm like, oh, just some peace of mind.
I love it. I'll have to get this dose of that Common Sense, Allie.
Yes, right? It's awesome. So when you say, oh, you need a dose of Common Sense, you can actually get one.
That is fabulous. Great story, Amy. I love it. I love it. Allie, when was it time? Because when you and I have had conversations before, you've often talked about that attorney brain and then, you know, the oils and the things that you're so passionate about, both of them. What's a time when you really have that dialogue, that battle with yourself, whether it's your attorney brain or your oily brain? What's an example of that you could share?
Common Sense is a great example. How can you have an essential oil that will give you common sense? And this is where my lawyer brain says, that is a bunch of woo-woo. Are you kidding me? What sort of path have you gone down? You need an intervention. And my healer brain says, oh, you're such an attorney. Like, you just need to believe. Well, that's when I dive in to research. And I've never been a science person. I did everything in my power to avoid science in high school and college. It is why I went to law school, to avoid science and math. It's the only, you know, graduate school entrance exam where they don't ask you about science and math. And that's how I said, great, I'll be a lawyer. I think that's awesome. The fact that I am interested and fascinated by science now just shocks me. But that's how I really got into understanding vibrational frequencies. And still, that sounds really woo-woo to people, but it's quantum physics. It's an entire field of study. And the essential oils that I work with are blended for a frequency because every emotion has a frequency to it. You know, anger has a frequency. Love has a frequency. And when you can blend for a frequency, your brain takes that in to changes the neural pathways. This is what I love to teach. And my lawyer brain says, now we're talking. Now I understand it. And that's what I love talking to people about. So, you know, when I look at all the classes that I teach, because teaching is the foundation of my business, I don't want to do it for people. I want to teach them. I can appeal to that left brain that they have. And when I talk about crystals, these are not pretty little stones. These are vibrational minerals that actually interact with your DNA. And when people hear that, they're like, what? I'm like, you need to come and take a class because I'm going to smack you upside the head with some science and you are never going to look at these crystals the same again. Same thing with oils. I get into those vibrational frequencies and the company that I work with is now getting into the vibrational frequencies. I'm starting to call it energetic medicine. This is what we're diving into. This is our new future of how we're going to stay well. And when you get into it and feel how it works, oh my gosh, it's not that you avoid other medicinal modalities. It's just you understand that you are just made up of vibration and let's make it a good one.
Fabulous. You mentioned taking a class with you. Where would somebody go to get signed up to take a class? And do you have any on the books right now?
I do have some on the books. So manifestedharmony.com is my website. And I teach Reiki, this energy healing that I first started with. I teach integrated energy therapy, which is all about getting the emotional frequencies out of the body before they cause disease. I teach crystal classes. I have actually 3 certifications that I offer in my crystal classes, and I teach essential oils. And every component has a pet component. So, you know, this month I actually have a Reiki class, the first degree class coming up, and a Reiki for animals. So all the students get to work on my cats, and then I actually take them to a donkey rescue in Dansville, and we work with the donkeys.
Aww. As we're talking about these classes, you've made a major shift in this last year because of the pandemic, and you shifted a lot to online classes, and you've actually been teaching internationally, right?
Yes, I shifted my crystal classes because those don't require like a hands-on component necessarily. I was totally resistant to doing that. I always wanted to have that in-person, hands-on apprenticeship and mentorship. But the pandemic pushed me in a direction, and I have trained a very large number of people in Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, Thailand. It's been amazing. And I've actually become really dear friends with these people. And I'm excited to when I can hop on a plane and actually go to Singapore and meet with them. But it has been amazing how I have been able to replicate the in-person class experience in an online. I never thought it could happen. But you don't know until you actually give it a try. So it's been very exciting for me to certify people in crystal energy that are in Australia and Singapore. It's sometimes I have to pinch myself because I never thought that would happen. So it's been very exciting. And the same thing with my essential oils. I have team members in Australia and Canada and Belgium. So that's been very exciting to expand. And I feel like the pandemic actually brought people closer together.
So do you think Zoom is going to come up with a scratch and sniff option where we can smell different smells through Zoom? Then you could do your oils class, right?
I hope so.
Get on that, makers of Zoom.
So what's next for you, Allie? I mean, you've had a lot of great breakthroughs and what you just shared with us about being able to train virtually. What's next?
My to-do list and ideas just continue to grow. And it's just, you know, figuring out, okay, what do I want to launch next? I mean, this year alone, I launched for the first time 2 membership groups, which have been amazing. You know, one is for my crystal students where they get together and it's continuing education. It's called the Crystal Cluster. And I laugh every time I say that.
I like it.
Because it's a fun group and it's how we stay connected. And the other membership group is called the Sacred Shift. And it's about taking all of these energy frequencies and helping people understand how to actually align with what is happening with the earth, because the earth's frequencies are changing and it's making people uncomfortable and edgy and question everything and they don't feel good and they're angry and basically everything that we've seen explode in the world if they just understand how to work with the energies, they're going to feel better and they're going to flow. It's a sacred shift that they will have. And so that's a new membership group that I launched this year. And so I'm figuring out the next, you know, rendition of that and what that's going to look like. But it's always about blending everything that I do together. It's never just one thing. You know, I'm actually probably best known for blending essential oils and crystals. You know, I wrote a book called The Oily Crystal last year because that all of a sudden has become a hot topic, but I've been doing that for a decade. It's like, well, I didn't realize it was a hot topic. I've been doing it for so long. So it's really understanding that what I've created based on where I come from is really bizarre and unique. So it's showcasing that and understanding that and putting that information out to people to just help people as well as their pets live a better life.
What are you most excited about what's coming up for you?
I'm really excited how the essential oil company that I'm working with, Yum Living, is diving into energetic wellness. They're really teaching about frequencies. They just did that at their online convention last month. They had all of these PhDs and a board certified medical doctor talking about frequencies. And I've not heard any other company doing that. So I'm really excited because that's what I have been focused on for the last 15 years are these energetic frequencies and how they can help us feel better and stay well.
You help people balance their lives, have a work-life balance, help them with their stresses and their problems. So I'm assuming that you also use essential oils and crystals, but is there anything else that you do to juggle all these jobs and passions and things that you have?
I certainly like to spend my time at the lake, at Lake Michigan. And I pretty much go once a week. And that's my time to disconnect so that I can connect. Because I find, well, we've talked about this, people are busy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, stop saying that you're busy. Just stop it. Stop it right now. Everybody's busy and nobody wants to hear about it. When you can disconnect from your computer and your phone and your business and your family and everything and just go to where you feel your best. For me, it's the lake. You will get such inspiration and creativity and ideas. My to-do list is ridiculous. I don't know why I keep going. I can't even keep up with it. But it has really helped hone my businesses and me as a person. I can't believe that I can juggle three businesses and I feel awesome.
Well, you are pretty amazing, Ellie. So what is something you could tell us about yourself that somebody could not find out about you on social media?
I have actually been a dancer my whole life. I started dancing when I was 3 years old, and I feel very bad for my ballet teacher because I actually feel music. I feel it. And I wailed. I'm not talking a little tear coming down my face. I'm talking full on weeping in ballet classes to the point where the teacher would pick me up, hand me to my mom and say, take her home. She's disrupting the other children. But I have been a dancer my whole life. I ballroom dance now. And I had never planned on becoming an attorney, even though I was such a Nancy Drew geek as a child. I wanted to be a detective, which is pretty much what a prosecutor is. But I wanted to be a choreographer. That's what I wanted to be. I have done so much choreography back in the day, even for our sorority. I choreographed, you know, the Songfest routines. And, you know, but for an unfortunate accident that basically blew out my knee, that's how I ended up becoming an attorney. Oh, okay. I couldn't be a choreographer. So that's something that a lot of people don't know about me.
All right. You watch Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I can't. I'm sorry.
You can't watch it.
I can't because they say that they're doing a rumba. No, that's a freestyle.
Right.
With maybe a rumba move every now and then. I'm kind of a dance snob.
Ooh.
And no, I'm sorry. I can't.
All right. So if you're not watching Dancing with the Stars, What are you currently like reading or watching or podcast listening to? What's your go-to right now?
I am not ashamed to admit I am part of Bachelor Nation. I love The Bachelorette and The Bachelor because it really helps me to understand I have my life together. Those people are a hot mess. It's just good Monday night, you know, distracting to make sure that I'm not working past 8 p.m. So yeah, I love that.
So what about, are you reading anything for like work related, business related?
Oh my gosh, I probably have a stack of 10 books that I'm reading, and I probably shouldn't read 10 books at the same time, but I like to read a lot of John Maxwell on leadership. I'm reading energy medicine books, you know, vibrational wellness books. Just, yeah, there's always a hodgepodge of what I am reading.
That's excellent. I know Lisa's always got amazing advice and suggestions for our coaching group for things we should be reading or listening to. And if it's an audiobook, I can do it. I don't, because I want it like when I'm driving, I'm always listening to either a podcast or a book, but I don't often find myself sitting down and reading these days. And I tend to remember things better when I hear it rather than read it myself too. But it's just, is there an oil that I could diffuse while I'm reading or something that would make me remember stuff better?
Oh, yeah, lemon.
Lemon? That's so easy. All right, I'm going to do lemon.
Yeah, and you want to know why?
Yeah.
It activates the prefrontal cortex, which is where we focus and learn and remember. Okay. And that's my lawyer brain coming out.
So it's not just a refreshing additive to my vodka.
Well, it is.
Yes, it is, but not just
that. Yes.
It's helping me remember. This has been so great, Allie. This has been such a great interview. So we always ask our guests at the end if you have a suggestion of somebody that we should talk to next.
I actually have two.
All right.
So Patty Lance over at Nana and Paw's Doggy Daycare, she has such a mindset about creating a business. You have got to talk to her.
All right.
She has the, I don't care what obstacles and roadblocks are in your way, just do it. I mean, it is fascinating, her story on how she created this doggy daycare, and it is a massive facility here in the Lansing area. But also Kerbe Pruce, who is...
I know Kerbe, yeah.
Yep. She, with Pruce Pets, and just the innovation and the growth that they continue to happen. But she is also multi-careered because she has a yoga business. And so how she balances yoga with the stressors of co-owning a very large pet store. So those would be my two recommendations.
Excellent. For all the listeners, we'll put the links to Allie's website, Manifested Harmony, on our show notes and how to get in contact with her, and a link to her classes so you can find out more about her oils and crystals and all the amazing things that she's doing. So Allie, we always ask as well, if you have some piece of advice, I know you do, some great advice for people who are either starting a business, struggling with a business, just needing that encouragement to keep on keeping on.
My favorite quote is, change the way you look at things and the things you look at change. And if you're struggling in something, you just need to look at it from a different perspective. So just pretend like you're up in an airplane and you're looking down on the problem. You're going to get a different perspective. And this is really where I use a lot of the essential oils to change the neural pathways in my brain. Because if you want to get to the next level or create the next thing, you have to change your mindset to get there, because your life that you have created is based on your mindset. So this is what I love about all the work that I do. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change.
That is amazing. You are definitely an inspiration for people who want to do more than one thing, have an interest in like a side hustle or a second career, or juggling and managing a lot of things, and you do it with such elegance and grace. And I'm sure there's days where you feel like you want to tear your hair out. We don't see behind the curtain, but you're doing so much to help people with that balance. So if you are feeling any of the feels of the stress, the you need some encouragement or anything, I highly encourage you to check out Allie's website and the tools and the things that she uses to keep a balanced life and keep all the balls in the air that she has going on.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show, Allie. Thank you so much for being here. And I love listening to your story. I've heard it and I can hear it again and again. Thank you so much for sharing.
Well, thank you. And thank you for allowing me to share it. So
absolutely. We really appreciate you being on. And we'll be seeing you soon, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a great day, ladies.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at ZediaMedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to ZediaMedia.com. That's ZEEDIAMEDIA.com and sign up.